This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been nearly 6 weeks already, and it looks like the Hollywood writers' strike could drag on for months. The networks are beginning to run out of new episodes of scripted shows like Grey's Anatomy and CSI. NPR's Kim Masters reports that leaves them scrambling to figure out what to put on TV in January.
When it comes to strike-proof programming, Fox has the ultimate weapon.
This is American Idol.
Since the show doesn't rely on members of the Writers Guild, it's the kind of programming that the networks hope will keep them going during the strike. Other networks only wish they had something nearly as potent in their arsenal. But they too will have to try their luck with unscripted shows. CBS will trot out Survivor in February instead of waiting for summer, and it's cooking up a celebrity version of the old game show, Password. Fox will bring you Moment of Truth, a show in which contestants are interrogated while hooked up to a lie detector.
Do fat people repulse you?
Do you really care about the starving children in Africa? Do you think you will still be married to your husband 5 years from now?
The rush to unscripted programming worries Sherri-Ann Brill, who helps advertisers figure out where to buy commercial time. Advertisers like a few big reality shows, Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, and, of course, American Idol. Beyond that, they tend to prefer quality dramas and comedies.
So when the reality shows start to replace the scripted hours, that's when you're going to have a problem, especially if the quality isn't there.
Are you ready for this?
Bringing Hulk Hogan to primetime may not scream quality, but NBC is hoping to score big ratings with American Gladiators, a redo of the old syndicated show. If it does well, advertisers will show up. Mark Graboff is co-chairman of NBC Entertainment, and he figures if the strike forces the network to throw a lot of unscripted spaghetti at the wall, maybe something will stick.
If we could find Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, it could be great for us. The thing that I believe NBC is lacking more than anything is a big tent reality show.
Like other networks, NBC also has some episodes of new scripted shows in the can, including Lipstick Jungle with Brooke Shields. And it has several fresh installments of existing programs, like Medium and the original Law & Order. NBC will also broadcast episodes of Law & Order Criminal Intent, which had been airing on the USA Network. But advertising executive Sherri-Ann Brill points out that Law & Order and Criminal Intent weren't on NBC's fall schedule because the ratings weren't strong.
I guess as original episodes of scripted series start to dry up on the competition, maybe viewers will just want to watch anything that's new.
In the quest for something that at least seems new, CBS plans to broadcast the Showtime series Dexter, a gruesome program about a serial killer. The network has taken heat from the conservative Parents Television Council, which says Dexter is too violent for broadcast television. A network spokesman says a sanitized version already exists because there have always been plans to sell it in syndication. NBC's Mark Graboff says his network will be able to fill its primetime hours for about 6 months. But he knows that with the audience already drifting away, the networks are taking a risk that a long hiatus will hurt hit shows that still attract viewers.
It's not good for anybody that these shows are not airing and the audience isn't sticking with it. The concern is that what will happen to the television business is like what happened to baseball or hockey after those strikes, that it's going to take a long time for the business to recover.
If the strike goes beyond January, Sherri-Ann Brill fears that it will also torpedo next year's television schedule. And given the hostile rhetoric on both sides in the strike, that fear seems to contain a lot more reality than the unscripted programming that's going to fill the airwaves. Kim Masters, NPR News.